Hey, this is the dictation for Santaza Davis, S-A-N-T-A-Z-A-D-A-V-I-S, Santaza Davis. Date of birth is 7-16-2004. Date of service 11-7-2022. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on 7-22-2022, leading to a fracture of her right femur. She was admitted to the hospital for several days and an intermedullary nail was placed into the right femur. Since that time, the patient has been progressively recovering. Pains are getting less, although she still complains of moderate pain in the right hip area where the insertion began and also at the medial side of the right knee where there was a cut was made to connect the rod. And she just saw the orthopedic doctor who has not ordered any pain medication or any other new stuff. On October 19, the patient saw at the hospital, and according to them, all is okay. No new treatment is required. Only physical therapy is being continued one day per week. And she is homebound, and she would like to go to work now. Pain level is only localized at the area of the right leg where the insertion was done for the intermedullary nail, and pain is 7. The ADLs, according to the patient, are reported up to 8. However, walking ability is affected. 6 rest of them are not reported. Patient reports no improvement in the pain, although it doesn't make sense. As the patient is able to walk very well. In the neurology psych, patient reports some mild headaches with loss of balance, but there is no vision problem, dizziness, vertigo, double vision, blackout, seizures, confusion, disorientation, or loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, or memory problems. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has slight pain in the right knee and right hip area where the insertion of the intermedullary nail was done. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient report that her pain level has improved quite a bit. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma are reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination, blood pressure is 121 over 80, pulse is 68, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of September 12, 2022. Dictation number is 0919-026. And diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to continue seeing the orthopedic surgeon for the management of the intermedullary nail. I do not believe they'll be removing the nail and it'll just continue being part of her body. I do have a question if MRI can be done or not is the thing. Physical therapy once a week is ordered for the area of the fracture. She still remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation help. Her mass were reviewed and less were reviewed, and she's otherwise in compliance. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. No medications.